Thank you, Madam Chair. South Africa also aligns itself to the statement made by the Africa Group. I would like to also take this opportunity to congratulate you, Madam Chair, for your re-election as Chair Rapporteur, and thank you very much for the draft chair's document circulated before the session for discussion later this week. South Africa believes that the ICERT is one of the preeminent conventions regarding the elimination of racism and racial discrimination in the world. This very important convention was, however, adopted in 1965 and never updated, unlike most of the other such historic conventions. The world looked very different in 1965, and not all states could participate in the elaboration of this very important convention as free states and as non-colonial colonial entities. The world has changed a lot since then, and as the understanding, and so has the understanding of racism, it causes its causes and effects. In 2001, the world came together again at the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa, trying to update the views on racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and other related intolerance. And this time, almost all free states who have escaped the yoke of colonialism had a voice at the table. In the outcome document of WACAR, the Durban Declaration Program of Action, the states of the world unanimously put down their views on contemporary forms of racism and the understanding of the various terms and terminologies. It elaborated on the understanding of what constitutes racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, as well as issues such as systemic racism. We had hoped that more than 20 years after the adoption of the DDPA, that it would be fully implemented, but unfortunately, there are a small number of important states that do not want to engage with the new way of seeing what racism is and how that affects the majority of the people in the world. The work of this ad hoc committee is therefore very important to elaborate contemporary standards to the ICERT. Considering this non-engagement with the DDPA and its mechanism, which we see as a preeminent document to eliminate racism and should thus be fully implemented. Madam Chairperson, it is important to acknowledge that the groups who were not part of the conversation in 1965 believe that there are gaps in the ICERT and in the understanding of what inter alia, systemic, structural and institutional racism are, and how it still affects the lives of people all across the world. We urgently need to develop a common understanding on such important issues. If some states do not want to implement the DDPA that elaborated so well the contemporary thinking and was signed by almost all heads of states and government, and most of the states that were not part of the convention in 1965 believe that there are gaps in the ICERT, what document would we then use to address the continued scourge of racism? How do we then put a common understanding of all of these issues forward? We need, therefore, to work on the elaboration of contemporary standards to the ICERT and hopefully get to an additional protocol soon so that we can be sure that we are all speaking of the same page where it comes to combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. We cannot just say that we just accept what was written in 1965, when colonialism and the accompanying systemic and structural racism was the order of the day. The ICERT is an almost universally ratified document, including by my country, and we put great value in it. And it is also true that all historical documents get updated. In this council and across the UN system, most conventions have had a number of additional protocols since the original inception, long time ago. There should therefore be no blanket exception to this one. We therefore encourage all states to work with this group with an open mind so that we can try and find common understanding along the way. We look forward to the discussions over the next 10 days and to elaborate these standards. Hopefully soon we will get to it. Thank you.